Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jay Caulfield joining us. And Jay, it's been an interesting first week in the NHL East, as they call it. We see the Flyers, who I don't even think have played well. They got outplayed twice by the Sabres. Brian Elliott saves, I think, 34, 37 shots last night for a shutout. They lead the division. We've seen the Capitals now twice in a row. The Devils haven't lost yet. The Bruins can't score. The Rangers can't score. It's crazy in this division. What do you make of it so far?
Yeah, I think it's an outstanding setup. I think it's a very difficult division. You're right about the Flyers. I mean, I saw some of the game in highlights later on in the night. Elliott made 10 unbelievable saves against the Buffalo Sabres. Otherwise, they would have been up. I thought when I initially would talk about this division, guys, I would think you've got five teams, and you've got the Penguins, the Flyers, the Capitals, the Bruins, and who am I missing in that? The Islanders. And you would think that that would be one of those five isn't going to make it. And then you have the Devils playing better than they play as a team. They're getting goaltending. Well, I don't know how long that lasts, but if the five teams I mentioned, one of those five will not be in the playoffs. That's why the importance of this early season, you get up, you don't waste points, you don't give things away, is extremely important. So I think division's going to be very tough. It'll be interesting what we see the Rangers about coming in. I'm not sure if their decor and things like that, they need to get great goaltending, what that's going to be like for them. But some teams are going to be – it's going to be a difficult ride. But I still think the five teams that we mentioned, that I just mentioned, are going to be vying for that spot. And I'm not sure who the odd team out is going to be.
Jay, I know a lot of people like to see different teams come in. They like to see the West teams come in and love to see Edmonton and McDavid. For one year, though, I love this format. I love these division games. I thought the intensity really picked up last night from where it was on Sunday, and it's just going to make every single night must-see TV for me.
Yeah, I think it will be that way. And you know what, Ron? It'll be that even more if we come in and see the teams like the Sabres. You know, if they're playing great hockey, what's that going to be like? But if they're falling behind and, you know, you get eight games and that kind of thing. But I think for the most part, look at the games really of the teams we've already just talked about. It's going to be tough, and I think it's going to be exciting. And I think for the players too, I think this is really it's a way to get the season going. It's something different. It's unique. And I think they're all up for it. It'll make it fun for them as well. I also think the Penguins in the Eastern Conference in general, this Eastern Division has a way better schedule as far as travel is concerned. They don't have the long flights. They're not going cross-country. You look at the North Division in Canada, and those guys are flying cross-country. So anybody in the East right now, the one up they have is that, hey, their travel is a lot less than what it would have been. So I think that's a plus. I do think it's going to be good for the game. It's going to be entertainment, especially as you start getting down the line, getting closer to playoff time. Who's in, who's out, and where's it going to be at? I think they did a great job with that, and let's see how it plays out. And I would not be surprised if the league doesn't kind of buy in, like the business world, I wouldn't be surprised if they had these little things go on, maybe not these same divisions, but if they keep these little, you travel to the city, you play a number of games, I wouldn't be surprised if we see that in the future.
Man, I'll tell you, I wouldn't mind seeing that in the future. I prefer this to the whole league. How about you guys? If you gave me a choice from now on of all divisional play, or mostly like maybe 10 games outside the division or 12, I think I'd go for that over what we've seen in the past. What about you guys, Ron?
Well, I want to see McDavid play in person. I mean, I want to see McKinnon play in person. I could go for most of the games in the division, but I like to see some of those guys come to town, you know, once in a while. And I love what's going on this year, believe me. But, Jay, I do want to see some of the other guys come in, and I guess I'd have to wait till the third round of the playoffs, really, to see some of those other guys. Jay?
Yeah, I think that's the point, guys, that if the rest of the fans in the NHL don't get a chance to see a Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, you know, Chris Letang, you know, any of the great players, they won't get a chance to see them. And I think the NHL doesn't want that to happen. They don't want to take that away where you never get a chance as a fan base that might be out in, Vancouver that won't see a Crosby. Because I certainly know what it was like when we went into places like that. They waited everywhere. 4 o'clock in the morning, we might land in Vancouver. And there were, I can't even tell you how many people were at the airport waiting for Mario to get off a bus, you know, out of the airport, whatever. Well, we would be in a charter bus, if you will, but they waited there. And so if you don't give them that opportunity, you're shortchanging the hockey fan. And I believe that's a big part of trying to grow the game.
Ron?
I thought you were going to ask the next one, Joe.
I asked the last one.
You did. I'm losing my mind here. I guess maybe because you came to me first.
I know. I switched up the rotation there. It may have thrown us all off.
I was a little bit confused by that. These injuries to the defense, Jay, and I'm not talking about last night because we don't know what those guys, their status is. But losing Matheson right off the box here like this, how much of a setback for them? And what are they, they do have some depth there if these other guys that were injured last night can come back.
Yeah, you know what? And it's funny, I didn't see what happened to Rikola. I believe the Pettersson thing, I hope that's not the way he went off, and that's tough to see that. Nobody wants to see that. And with Matheson, that you feel for that situation here. He's trying to bring his talents here to Pittsburgh and get into a game. There's a couple games. Everybody knows that. Everybody realizes there's no camp. Some guys can adjust right away. Some guys are trying to find their way. And here's a guy coming to a new team. He and CC both. And, Matheson goes down. That's a shame because he brings he's going to bring an element offensively. He's gifted. And we're going to see how that fits in. He was trying to learn the system. So to get out early, very difficult. That's a difficult part for an athlete, right? It's that one thing as an athlete you have to deal with. And now he's got to fight his way back. I'm not sure. They said long-term. I don't know what that'll mean, but hopefully nothing, super, super long. But as far as Pettersson and Rikola, I don't know the answer. We haven't heard the answers yet. But then you turn to the next thing and you go, okay, it's an opportunity for somebody, which is exactly what it is. It's an opportunity for a young defenseman to come up for play. And they happen now. They've lost three left-handed defensemen, too. There goes that. You love that lefty-righty pairing if you can get it. The Penguins might not have that luxury now. I wonder what they'll do with that Joseph. I mean, it's going to be an opportunity for somebody when somebody goes down like this. And let's see. Maybe we'll hear more about it today. But I think it's next man up kind of mentality. And that's the way it's always been. And it's going to continue that way for the Penguins.
Jay, great hour as always. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, great to talk to you too. Pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.